Hello, this is Mason with Streamline. How can I help you?
Hey, Nathan. It's Nadine. How are you?
Nadine! I meant to call you earlier today, and then I had to retake a test, and I didn't have
time.
I
figured you've been busy. It's a Monday.
Yeah, I know. I was looking for your call on Friday, and I don't think it went... I saw your text. I don't think it went through, because on Friday I was looking for you, and I even went to my research to make sure I didn't miss it. So I'm not sure what happened there, but
are you serious?
I'm glad that we're finally in touch.
I know, right? I'm like, and then I thought, well, Monday is probably going to be a bad day for him, too. So I'm like, you know, I'll just see, and maybe he'll call me when he's available. And then I thought, well, I'll call him before I go home now. So I just wanted to check in with you. I didn't know if this was even going to be a good time for you or not, but just wanted to touch base.
Yeah, no, that's fine if you've got some time.
Okay. Okay, so let's get this set up for you. How does your schedule look for tomorrow for your client interview? And let me tell you, that is the most important appointment, Nathan, because they got to talk to you, like, about the Facebook ads, the keywords. Like, they're going to go over more in detail, and we block out an hour. The appointment, you don't need to be in front of a computer, but it does take about 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little bit longer, just depending on how many questions or details you have. So I just need to know what's going to be the best time for you tomorrow. Are you pretty slammed tomorrow or Wednesday maybe?
I'm going to open in the morning. Let's shoot for, does 10:30 work?
10:30? Okay, you're 2 hours ahead of me. So let me see. 10:30 for you would be 12:30 for us. I actually have, I have a 1 to 2 is what I have.
1 to 2, so that would be, what, 11 for me?
That would be, oh, wait a minute. 1 to 2, or wait a minute, hold on. Ay, 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 I'm doing it backwards, I'm flipping it over. Okay, so you said 10 o'clock for you, right? Or 10:30 would work for you, which would be 8:30 for me. So I actually have an 8 to 9, or 9 to 10.
8 to 9 or 9 to 10. I'll be in class at your 8, so I can do...
So I can ask them to call you closer to 8:30 if that works for you.
8:30, which would be my 11:30?
11:30, yeah.
10:30?
It would be your 10:30. Because you're 2 hours ahead. We're in Kelly. So I can ask them if they can call you closer to the... 10:30 your time. Would that work for you, the 10:30?
Yeah, do you guys have that slot? I mean, that's fine for me.
We don't, but let me just ask while we're on the phone. I'm going to ask the manager in charge of the appointments to see if he could just please do me this big favor. He's in class at that time, and this is the only time that works for him. Can we please, please, please call him closer? And he'll probably tell me yeah, but
I could do 11. As well.
Like, can you do 11?
10:30, I prefer it because I'd have a little bit more time with you guys before I have to get back to class.
Okay.
But if you absolutely can't do 10:30, then we can do 11.
Okay, let me ask him real quick while we're on the phone. You know what I mean? Because if I can get you to 10:30 and that works better for you, let's do that. Because I know they always do it in increments of an hour, but let's ask. Okay.
Okay.
I can't believe how young you are, and you're, like, busy between school and work. Good for you. Wow.
Well, and then you have all the, like, the social stuff and girlfriends and all this other stuff.
I was going to say.
It's really fun.
Well, you know what? Your parents have done a great job. So this is your senior year. So, oh, my gosh. You got all kinds of stuff going on there, right?
Yeah. So I'll graduate 8 weeks.
Oh my gosh, how exciting. What are you going to do after that?
I'm going to head up to Texas State University.
Okay.
Maybe continue some stuff there. I might just transition into permanent lighting because I've already been thinking about permanent lighting. I think the industry is going to get really big here. So I might transition to that because that's a little bit easier to train an employee on because I don't think I'm going to have the time. That I'd like to have to really enjoy college if I'm the one doing all of the work.
Doing it all?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think I'll probably transition to that and then maybe keep the wash when I come home for spring break or whatever it
may be. Like spring break, summer break, or whatever, right? Or are you going to come home for summer?
Yeah, I'll come out.
Oh, okay. That's good. Well, that's, you know what? That's amazing. Nathan, your parents should be so proud of you. Like, wow.
Thanks.
Good job.
Yeah, they are. They really are.
I'll say not too many, you know, young gentlemen your age have that mindset, right? So good for you.
Yeah.
Well, he's responding to me. Nathan, you spell your name the traditional way, right? N-A-T-H-A-N?
M-A-S-O-N.
Mason's the last name. But you spell Nathan the traditional way, right?
N-A-T-H-A-N. No, Mason's my first name.
Oh, Mason. Why was I calling you Nathan then? Oh, my goodness. And you didn't correct me?
I don't know.
Okay. I'm like, wait a minute. Is that your last name you're giving me right now? Okay, Mason. Oh, my gosh. Wow. I feel like a dodo. Okay. What's your last name, Mason?
Sindelar. S-I-N-D-E-L-A-R.
Sindelar? Okay.
Yep.
All right. Oh, my goodness. I was giving you, like, a whole different name. Like, I have in my notes, talk to Nathan. Nathan told me to call him back. What a ding. What a ding bell. Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right. And then, okay, mason.sindelar. Well, yeah, that's your email address, too. Oh, my Lord Jesus. Okay, @gmail.com. Okay. Yep. And then the phone number is 832-504-8032. That's the number to be listed, correct? And the best number to contact you. Company name, Streamline Exterior Cleaning Solutions, correct?
Yeah, do you need a legal name? That's the legal name. What I go by, like, publicly and, like, on Google is just Streamline Exterior Cleaning.
That's what I thought, too, because that's what I saw. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, it's however you want it listed. You know what I mean? Now, I noticed, too, like, you have the pressure washing window cleaning and that in the name, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, it's pressure washing, window cleaning, and more, I think it's okay. Just so I could put some keywords in there for Google.
Yeah. Yeah. No worries. So we'll keep it as that. So I'm just going to, I'm going to grab that, and that's what I'm going to put how it's listed. Because if I just put Streamline Exterior Cleaning, they're going to want to remove the pressure washing, window cleaning, and more. So I'm just going to put that that's how you have your name listed on there. So that way they're aware. They'll see it too on the Google Business Profile. What address did you verify that? I'm sorry?
What are they going to change?
So, no, I'm saying I'm putting it in that you have it listed as a Streamline Exterior Cleaning with the pressure washing, window cleaning, and more in the business name, because if I only put it at this as the Streamline Exterior Cleaning, it might make them update it to just that, and I don't want them updating it because you want those words in there, right? Okay.
Right.
So that's why I'm just notating it as that's how you want it listed. Okay. What's the address that you have associated with the business? It won't show up anywhere on Google. We just need to have it just in case.
It's 1528.
Uh-huh.
Garden Lakes Drive. And that's two words. Brentwood, Texas.
Brentwood? Okay.
Yep.
77546. Okay. Now, we're going to go over the billing. So the card that you're going to be putting on file, Mason, is that card in your name, the business name? Is it in both?
Business.
Business name?
Uh-huh.
Okay. How does the business name read on there, hon?
On what?
On the business card that we're putting on file.
It's Streamline Exterior Cleaning Solutions, I think. It's only printed like halfway through, but.
Okay. Probably. So it's just Streamline. Okay. So schedule for 10 and notate that we should call it 10:30. Okay. Perfect. Let me do that real quick while we're on the phone right now. I'm going to schedule your client interview. I'm just going to let them know that we need to call you at 10:30, which is going to be 8:30 our time. Perfect. Yay. Let me just do that real quick. I know I'm kind of jumping backwards right now, but I want to schedule this because it's the last appointment for that time, and I don't want anyone to snag it.
Okay.
So give me one second, Mason. Okay, let's see here. I'm going to send you this calendar invite. Now, it's going to say 8 o'clock, which is going to be 10 your time, but I'm putting in the notes that we're calling you at 10:30.
Yeah.
Okay, because you'll be in class. So let me send you the calendar invite, and then Nathan.Sindler. Okay, there we go. Okay, sent that now. Okay, so billing information. The card that you're using for the payment only has Streamline exterior. Is it cleaning or is it cut off?
It's cut off at like the, yeah, thanks.
Do you have it with you? Just take a look.
Yeah, it's cut off at the C.
So it's just at the C? Streamline exterior C?
Yeah.
Okay. And then is your name on it or no?
No.
Okay. Billing address is the same?
Yep.
Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
And the card number when you're ready?
4354-7800-1244-3538.
Expiration month and year?
428.
4 of 28. And the CVV code on the back?
002.
Okay. I want to put a security question on your account. I'm not going to charge the card yet because I'm going to walk you through the 90-second voice verification recording. It's going to outline our service agreement. It is an added form of protection for you as well that we send in writing along with your invoice. When I am walking you through it, if there is anything at all that you didn't understand, just stop me so I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I prefer that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Sound good?
Okay.
Yep. Now, two things that I'm going to do first is set up a security question for you. You could either choose your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Mother's maiden name.
And what was her maiden name?
Ferraro, F-E-R-R-A-O.
F-E-R-R-A-O. Okay. Anytime we call you, how you're going to identify if it's us calling you, you're going to say, what's my security question? We're going to tell you your mother's maiden name, Ferraro. If anyone hangs up on you when you ask that, you know it wasn't us calling. If they refuse to give you the security question, you disconnect the call on them because it's not us calling. Okay?
Okay.
Now, I'm also going to send you a text message with our customer service department number. You're going to have a team dedicated to your account. You're going to hold the ownership of your profiles. You're just going to add us on as managers to the Google Business profile so we can manage it and optimize it. And the same thing with your Facebook page so we could run your Facebook ads. But you hold the ownership. Now, anytime you have an update, change, question, or concern, you're going to call our customer service department number, and I'm going to provide you that 877 number. It's the same like my number, but you just put my extension for me, right? I'm the lead on the account, but once the team, they take over, they make all changes, okay? Any updates, whatever you need done. We are always here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon, which for you is going to be 9 to 6. I already included your login credentials for your client dashboard. So when you're tracking your results with us, your username is your phone number with no dashes, no one before the area code, and your password is cool. Local, all one word, lowercase. Okay? Save the eight. It's in the text message if you want to take a look at it real quick that I sent you. But that 877 number, please, 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 Mason, save it in your phone number, in your contacts. Save our phone number under the contacts of Local Splash in your phone so that way you never lose our number. Okay?
Okay.
Are you driving right now?
I just got to the house.
Okay, good. I just want you to be safe. But I want to make sure, like, when you do get a chance, look at the text. Okay? Now, I'm going to turn on the recording, and I probably only need, like, about 5 more minutes, but I want to get things done correctly, okay, and in order. I'm going to turn on the recording, okay, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Streamline Exterior Cleaning.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Mason Sindelar, co-owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Mason, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, just please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash.
One second, AD. Hold on. I got someone walking up to me. One second.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. It's okay.
Good. How are you? Not so much, man. Living the dream.
It's going good?
You know, how are you?
Good, man. Good. You got good. A card or something?
Yep. Yeah, sure do. Man. What are you looking for?
You can just text me your number if you want.
Do you have your phone?
No, man. It's at the house. That's my number.
What's your name?
Andy.
Andy. Mason, nice to meet you.
Thank you, man.
Where do y'all live?
We're at the White House right at the end.
Oh, man. You're gonna think I'm picking on you. I'm not. The other week I was down quoting the fire station, and when we got on the roof to look at all that, I looked over.
Yeah.
And it was green on the side right there.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. How you doing? I'll give you a holler. Just texting your number.
Yeah.
And I'll give you a holler, I don't know, a couple weeks or something.
Okay, I'm going to send you a name. And then this is linked to Google profiles. So if you want to look at reviews or pictures, all that stuff's on there. We can set up an estimate now. That way we can just get it done, and then we can get you on the schedule later.
Let's go look.
That works.
Yeah, you
okay.
Go look. You doing?
Nadine, I'm sorry. Can
hey.
I give you a ring back?
You can.
Or are you headed
you
out? Okay.
Yeah, how much time do you think you might need?
Like 15 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, I can call you back in 15, 20 minutes. No worries. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.